First Fruits and Apostolic Perspective, Forward. In the Christian world, teachings and discussions on the subject of finance are not without controversy. Writing on first fruits is all the more controversial, since the subject is relatively new to many. When a church leader chooses to write on the subject, levels of suspicion are raised. Questions have emerged about the legality of first fruits, the place and relevance it holds in the New Covenant lifestyle of believers, the motive of the writer, and other theological conundrums. Anyone who chooses to delve into the teachings on finance should be competently aware of the field they are occupying and all the theological landmines they should cautiously work through. On the other hand, there are writers and teachers who are unaware of these theological obstacles, or they just avoid being drawn into such discussions. Randolph Barnwell is a very interesting person of note. He has not been academically inducted into the theologies of a rather complicated and complex Christian world. He has an uncomplicated approach to the scriptures. If the Bible says something, then so be it. He has earned my admiration for teaching profound spiritual truths with simplicity and innocence. Biblical characters like Ezekiel and Jeremiah were mentally prepared for the opposition to their divine assignments. Similarly, Randolph has had his heart prepared to teach on the subject of finance. His intent is pure, his eyes are set like a flint on the Word of God. He writes and speaks of them as if they are incontrovertibly clear. For Randolph, the first fruits principles are common sense and should be lived out. Besides, he has tested these principles. They work. So why not share them with the world? He has subjectively encountered the leavening effects of first fruits in his life, family, and ministry, and therefore feels strongly to enlighten others who could similarly experience transformation in their finances. The first fruits principle is a harbinger, a forerunner embodying internal principles. When embraced, they open up a spiritual treasure trove of insights into spiritual truths. Implementation of the principles can be transformative, but such abstract spiritual truths should first be understood before they are practiced. When integrated, they can qualitatively impact personal, business, and civic financial structures. This may lend to the understanding of the success of Abel, Abraham, and many others in the Holy Scriptures. In Hebrews 11:3, we read of the spoken word, rhema, framing, readjusting, and repairing the ages, aeon, or periods of the worlds. Implied in this text, the elders who lived in each period of human history employed the word to build or rebuild and repair the context of their existence. They used the rhema to address the dysfunctionalities in their context and thereby enjoyed success. The times, aeon, we live in can be corrected by an accurate understanding of the scriptures. From an economic point of view, our global financial systems are failed institutions. But for those who are in Christ, we have a word from God on how to craft economic systems for sustenance and prosperity. By engaging the first fruits principles, we can live above the dire economic challenges of this present world order. This book systematically sets out the scriptures and their applications for overcoming financial lack. Study the teaching with a sincere heart. By adopting them, you will find success. Those who voluntarily engage the first fruits principles will enjoy immeasurable grace and provision. Thamo Naidoo, Gate Global, Sandton, South Africa.